That's right. Welcome to Track by Track, a follow-up to our back-to-back show, where on this program, we go track by track into an album of our artist of the week. This week, we're celebrating the 80th birthday of Brian Wilson, singer-songwriter, producer, composer, and co-founder of the Beach Boys, someone who is widely acknowledged as one of the most innovative and significant songwriters of the 20th century. Tonight, we're taking a look at the band's 11th studio album, magnum opus, Pet Sounds. Wouldn't It Be Nice, the first track from Pet Sounds, and it's one that heavily influenced the development of power pop and established the group as the forefathers of progressive pop. It was produced by Brian Wilson and featured 16 studio musicians playing a variety of instruments like a 12-string Mendo guitar, a harp-like instrument, timpanis, trumpets, saxophones, accordions, and more, among many other things. The sophisticated musical arrangements were juxtaposed by the rather innocent lyrics of a young man who is deeply in love with his girl but wished that they were older to be married. Brian Wilson, who is a notorious perfectionist in the studio, made bandmate and cousin Mike Love sing one of the background vocal sections off the track more than 30 times. Another bandmate, Al Jardine, also said that the challenge to meet Brian's standards were painful beyond belief for everyone. This caused Mike to call Brian dog ears, as they joked that he could hear things that other humans couldn't. And that is why Brian had dog ears. He then went on to joke that the band should call this next record Pet Sounds due to that, which they did. This week on Track by Track, going through the legendary Pet Sounds album. It's the 11th album by the Beach Boys, made up of Brian Wilson, Carl Wilson, Dennis Wilson, Mike Love and Al Jardine. Recording sessions for the album started in 1965, and by then, Brian Wilson, who originally sang and played bass live, decided to quit touring due to panic attacks and wanted to concentrate entirely on being a studio musician, with the goal of making the greatest rock album ever made with no filler tracks. This desire would also be stronger than ever upon listening to Rubber Soul by the Beatles, which blew his mind. The album dropped in 1966 and is sometimes considered as Brian Wilson's first solo album, as he produced, arranged and composed almost everything on the album. It was also the first time that Brian had worked on lyrics with someone outside of the band, while at a studio in LA, Brian met Tony Asher, who was then a lyricist and a copywriter for jingles in an advertising agency. After an exchange of ideas, Tony was brought in and ended up with writing credits for most of the tracks on Pet Sounds. Although commonly credited as the co-lyricist, Tony Asher would frequently say that he only served as a second opinion for Brian Wilson as he worked out possible ideas and only thought of himself as his interpreter. Let's head into the second track from Pet Sounds. It tells the tale of the ups and downs of adult romance and also features some quirky non-instruments like a bicycle bell, bicycle horn, and finger cymbals. The plucked pianos heard in the intro was actually Brian Wilson and Tony Asher plucking piano strings with a bobby pin. This next one's called You Still Believe in Me by the Beach Boys.
I'm glad I went. once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city. I soon found out that my lonely life wasn't so pretty. I once had a dream, so I packed up and split for the city.
That's Not Me by the Beach Boys. It's said to be the only track on Pet Sounds that most closely resembles a conventional rock song structure. The lyrics talks about a young man's path towards self-discovery and realizing that it's better living with a lover rather than a life of solitude. It's also the only track where the instruments were played by the Beach Boys themselves rather than session musicians like the other tracks. This week on Track by Track, we are taking a look at the iconic 1966 album Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. Now, historians commonly refer to that album as a concept album, but of a different kind, where it wasn't a song concept album, but rather a production concept album, where Brian's uniformed excellence in production was the overall motif found across all tracks. In his own words, Brian Wilson described Pet Sounds as his interpretation of Phil Spector's famous wall of sound production technique that exploited the possibilities of studio recording to create a dense orchestral vibe that came across very well through radios and jukeboxes in the 20th century. For example, this would sometimes involve three different instruments playing at the same time, playing the same line, making it sound huge and almost indistinguishable to the listener, which is a technique that fascinated Brian Wilson, and he would attempt to carry that mantle and evolve that technique on Pet Sounds. Here's track 4 from that album. It's said to be among the most harmonically complex songs written by Brian Wilson and speaks about non-verbal communication between lovers. By the Beach Boys, this one's called Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder.
I can hear so much in your sound, and I can see so much in your eyes. There are words we both could say.
gave you love with a brand new start. That's what you needed the most to set your broken heart free. I know you cried and you felt blue, but when I could, I gave strength to you. I'm waiting for the day when you can love again.
I'm waiting for the day. It's track 5 from the album Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. It's a track that only features the vocals of Brian Wilson and Mike Love, who also co-wrote the song. The timpanis really plays a huge part in this track, where it helped to create a big sound for the intro especially, before getting quiet again in the verse and big again in the chorus. Although not involved in the making of that song, guitarist Carl Wilson said that it's perhaps one of the most dynamic moments in the album. Brian Wilson did not like it quite as much, as he thought that he sounded a bit weird vocally. It was originally titled Untitled Ballad, and there was an alternative mix out there somewhere that only features Mike Love on vocals. This week on the show, we are covering Pet Sounds, the 11th studio album of American band The Beach Boys, in conjunction with the 80th birthday of Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson called this next song the most satisfying piece of music he has ever made, and was supposed to have lyrics, but he decided to leave it alone, as he felt that it stood up well on its own as an instrumental. He even called this the finest piece of art that he had made up to that point, where every component of its production worked perfectly. This next one also features the use of a Coca-Cola bottle as a guitar slide. It's track 6 and one of two instrumentals on the record. Check it out, Let's Go Away For A While by The Beach Boys. Sloop John B by the Beach Boys. It's a track that started off as a traditional Caribbean folk song that Al Jardin had learned from listening to American folk and pop group The Kingston Trio. And after suggesting that song to Brian Wilson, he rearranged it to become Sloop John B. The track was considered innovative during that time for having an elaborate a cappella vocal section, which was a bit of a rare thing for pop music at that time. It was also released as the second single off of Pet Sounds, and that was apparently orchestrated by the label as they wanted to give the band a more masculine image with that song during a time when Brian Wilson came under fire from critics for what they describe as wimpy rock music. Moving on to track 8, next up is another classic from Pet Sounds, and is the very first song that was written by Brian Wilson after being blown away by Rubber Soul, album number 6 from The Beatles. The lyrics for this track was completed in just 45 minutes, which is a bit of a rarity for any Brian Wilson composition, although he spent quite a long time on the instrumental parts. At that point of time, nobody had ever used the word God in titles or lyrics besides God Bless America, as it was feared that it may be considered blasphemy and was considered taboo. In fact, Brian Wilson thought that this next song would never get airplay due to that fact, but it still got played and was warmly received besides a handful of southern radio stations that banned the song. Paul McCartney called this next song the greatest song ever written and is ranked at number 11 in Rolling Stone's list of greatest songs in history. Here's the Beach Boys with God Only Knows right here on Track by Track, BFM 89.9.
Stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Believe me, the world could show nothing.
I Know There's an Answer by the Beach Boys. It's track 9 from Pet Sounds. It had the original title of Hang On To Your Ego, as it referenced enlightenment through an ego death after a psychedelic trip. But after an argument with Mike Love, who objected the idea of the Beach Boys being associated with drugs, Brian Wilson allowed him to change the lyrics to talk about finding meaning within yourself instead. This week on Track By Track, we are going through the iconic 11th studio album of the Beach Boys, Pet Sounds. Couple more tracks to play for you from the album. That's coming up right after another short break, right here on Track By Track with me, your host, Ofnir Ting, only here on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
It starts with just a little glance now. Right away you're thinking about romance now. You know you are taking slower, but you just can't wait to get to know. Your day
Heard the track Here Today by the Beach Boys, one of the last songs recorded for the album Pet Sounds, and was done with the aid of all of his bandmates. The bass guitar in that track plays the lead role and appears to be the principal instrument in that composition. Lyrically, it tells a story from the perspective of an ex-boyfriend who warns listeners about the inevitable heartbreak that will result from a newfound love. This week on Track by Track, we've been going through Pet Sounds from the Beach Boys, their most iconic album that has been said to be one of their most influential, not only among regular listeners, but among musicians and peers alike. With the release of Pet Sounds, it cemented the art of making albums as a means of artistic impression. Prior to the release of Pet Sounds, it was more common to release hit singles that were meant for live performances, rather than producing an entire album as a cohesive listening experience. Of course, we live in very different times now, but despite being a historical album, their record label, Capitol Records, was not too pleased that the band had strayed far from its sunshine-filled surf music and didn't really have faith in Pet Sounds at all. So much so that they released a best-of compilation album of old songs and party hits around the same time that the album dropped, and at that time, the compilation even sold more than Pet Sounds. But turned out, it was just too revolutionary too soon for most American fans. UK fans, however, loved the record from the get-go and called Brian Wilson a genius. A couple more tracks from the album to play for you. Let's head right back into the music. Here's track 11 from that album. It's called I Just Wasn't Made For These Times by the Beach Boys.
I keep looking for a place to fit in where I can speak my mind. And I've been trying hard to find the people that I won't leave behind. They say I got brains, but they ain't doing me no good. I wish they could. Each time things start to happen again, I think I got something good going for myself, but what goes wrong?
Oh,
just heard the title track from the album. That was Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, a track that was initially suggested to be for a James Bond movie with the original title of Run James Run. But of course, that did not happen. It's a track that represents the band's surf music heritage more than others on the album, as it has more emphasis on the lead guitar, although not being surfy in nature. Well, we've come to the last track of our album of the week, Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. If you have a favourite song from that album, do let us know. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. If you don't have a favourite song from Pet Sounds, you can let us know what's your favourite Beach Boys song as well. Going to close up with the last track from Pet Sounds. It's another one that's co-written with Tony Asher and was apparently inspired by Asher's ex-lover called Carol Amen. He conceived the initial phrase of Carol I Know, but was misheard by Brian Wilson as Caroline No. At the advice of Brian Wilson's father and ex-manager, the vocals are sped up by one semitone just to make Brian's voice sound a bit younger. Well, leaving you with the last track from Pet Sounds. This one's called Caroline No. Thank you for listening. Do join us again next week for more of the same. Until next time, you've been locked into Track by Track with me, Off New Thing, right here on BFM 89.9. It's so-